Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Connecting Faith. You can hear the show live each weekday at noon on Faith Radio. And there are many more podcasts for this and all our Faith Radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Hi, welcome to Connecting Faith. I'm Neil Stavem. Great to have you along. Taylor Ross at the controls. Carissa's at the phones. Got a great hour for you today. Looking forward to getting into today's program. And Ted, we should mention, though, there's a pretty significant event that has just launched today with a stop at Harvard and MIT.
Oh, wow.
And
so this is not for those that are intellectually challenged, or maybe it is.
Well, it might be, because this is actually the Prayer for America Rally Tour, which began today. And in fact, they're going to travel through 23 states, 6,000 miles, visiting close to 50 schools, colleges, and universities. They begin at Harvard, they end at Washington, D.C., praying with and for the Department of Education. This is from the National Day of Prayer, and they have... They've done these rally tours the last few years, and they focus on praying for great influences of our lives. So government, church, family, military, business, media, entertainment, and education. This year they're focusing on education. All that to say is that they're coming to the University of Northwestern, St. Paul. In fact, they're coming to the area. They'll be at the University of Wisconsin and Madison. They're going to be at UND, I think. At North Dakota State, I think it is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in Iowa, and so they're going to be around the area. But they're making a stop on the University of Northwestern campus in St. Paul. And all that to say is that we have a link up on our show page, the Connecting Faith show page, where you can submit a prayer request, because this team will be gathering with the education department here at the university, and they're going to be praying for schools, teachers, administrators, classrooms, so all around our region. And so I'd love to have you submit a prayer request. Maybe it's something that has to do with a budget decision, or maybe there's been some challenges in the school, or you'd just like to support and pray for a Christian teacher in your school.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
That's
can
wonderful. Check it out. Yeah, it's a little sign-up. You can just fill out the form there online at myfaithradio.com on the Connecting Faith show page.
Like the additional note on there, too, it says the education department at the University of Northwestern will keep praying for the request throughout the remainder of the school
That's
year.
Right.
So this
yeah.
isn't like a one-shot deal either.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just the department here at Northwestern is just committed to praying for teachers and the impact of schools around our communities. So anyway, check that out online, myfaithradio.com. And we should mention, too, I guess we do have the fuel leadership tickets. That drawing's coming up still. We can sign up for that. That's on the show page there, Connecting Faith show page. And I guess, in case you haven't heard, our fall fundraiser is 13 days away.
Oh, so, boy.
Okay, all right.
Less than 2 weeks coming up.
There we go. Just think we took care of all the business, didn't we?
Here we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. That's all old business, new business, motion second and carried. Let's get to today's guest. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Gail McWilliams. Gail has written a wonderful new book called Stuck or Positioned? It's Your Choice. It's been a while since we had Gail on. She wrote a wonderful book, a little bit more about her life story, and we had her on maybe it was a year and a half or so ago called Seeing Beyond, Choosing to Look Past the Horizon. And it's a story of a woman who learned to trust, that trust enabled her to take one more step even when darkness came. And it was medical reports that threatened her dream for marriage, children, and a fulfilled life. Her struggle for genuine faith shaped a woman of hope, and increasing difficulties didn't diminish her determination to live life to the fullest and with purpose. And I think once we bring Gail on, you'll discover that that's exactly how she lives. With life to the fullest and on purpose. Gail's raised in the Midwest, moved to Texas, has four daughters and a son, and speaks literally around the globe, and is an inspirational, motivational speaker and an author, and we're happy to have her back on Connecting Faith. Gail, welcome.
Hi, Neil. So great to catch up with you.
We're going to spend the time talking about the new book, Stuck or Positioned, which is maybe where some people feel like they might be. In fact, maybe we should just start out with some definitions. What's the difference between stuck or positioned? Kind of give us a little snapshot summary.
Well, first of all, Neil, when I use the word stuck, everyone's going to have a picture of what that looks like. You're either stuck in traffic or maybe there's people who feel like they're stuck in their career. So many different pictures come to mind. I have several myself. But I really think that when you have a mentality of feeling like you're stuck, there's nowhere to go. But the moment you understand that you've been strategically positioned, the sky's the limit. And that was really the purpose for the book, because the truth of the matter is, I'm just going to jump to already a secret that's revealed in the book. Stuck and positioned are actually the same place. The issue is, what are you going to do in that place? And you mentioned earlier about our story many years ago, just to review for people. I had to make a choice. I was nearly 4 months pregnant with our second daughter. And the doctors had seen something that they were very suspicious about in my eye. And so they sent me through a gamut of tests at one of the largest hospitals in the Midwest. And after a day of grueling tests, I was sitting in the doctor's office waiting for the report. And he walked in and he said, "Gail, you have to choose today between your baby or your eyes." I said, "Quickly, the choice is made. I choose my baby." And the doctor stood up, slammed shut my folder, and said, "What a foolish decision," and he left the room. As you just mentioned, we now have four daughters and a son. A lot of life has happened since that point. The consequences, I had no idea, really, Neil, what I was facing for the days to come. But I was anchored that day with something that has really not only carried me, it's been the wind to my sails, but again, it has anchored me and also been my compass. And it was a verse I remembered learning as a small child about choices. And it was when God said, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life, that you and your descendants might live." Now, giving you the backdrop of that story and gradually losing my eyesight with each of our children, I could clearly say to you, "Neil, I am stuck in a visual world." But here's what I found out. Literally, in my darkest hour, vision was birthed. And when you have vision, you can see in the darkest places of life. It's not somebody's line, it's my line. And it's not because of hype, it's because of a life message. What makes the difference in that point where you feel stuck or you've been positioned? And I must tell you, it's not like it's a quick cure-all and, "Oh, now I have the format and I know how to live life with joy." Sometimes in the middle of tears, there's still hope, there's still joy. And I must tell you that I finally began to realize, oh my gosh, I'm not stuck in a visual world. I'm the visionary that showed up in a world that's gone blind. What made the difference to move from feeling stuck to now realizing I've been positioned?
Well, attitude, right? I mean, you're just simply...
Well, attitude... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just, I'm anxious to find out more because I think we, you know, we're, like you said, we're all looking for that secret. Maybe it isn't such a secret.
Well, I'll tell you what happened for me one day, and I start the book with this story. And I can't encourage people enough to get the book, not just because I've written it, because I think that there's so much that people are overlooking, so much potential, so much opportunity in front of them. But when you're focused only on being stuck, like I was one particular day, again, where I start the book, at that point we had three daughters, and they were all younger, and they were getting ready to leave for school that morning, and my husband was taking them to school like he normally did, and then he was headed to the office. He was a pastor at the time. And after everyone had left, you know, the rush of a morning and trying to find everyone's clean clothes and make sure they have their lunch and kisses, and out the door they went, and then I leaned up against the door after they left, just began to cry, going, "I can't do it anymore." My deepest fear was, how can I ever be the mother they need me to be? How can I ever be the wife my husband needs me to be? So out of despair, I just went upstairs to our bedroom. I closed the door and locked it. I don't know why. I was the only one there in the house. I laid on the floor with my head buried in the carpet, and I cried for hours till I had no more tears. I was beside myself, and maybe people can relate to this, a collision of emotions where it was fear, anger, it was feeling the injustice of the moment. This was not what I wanted for my life. And just wondering who I was, who was God, everything was being rocked, and I had no hope. And in the middle of that despair and crying out and praying and saying, God, please help me, take this from me, believing that God could do the impossible, and yet here I was, it seemed like losing at every point in the road. And finally, after hours of being just spent emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I finally stood up, and Neil, I can't tell you that anything changed that moment, but suddenly I thought about Psalms 56, and it says this, Lord, you saw me when I was tossing and turning in the night. Every tear I've ever cried, you kept in your bottle. But when I called on the name of the Lord, the tide was turned, and all my enemies began to flee, for this one thing I know, you are for me. And it wasn't like I had an easy answer. It wasn't like I had ecstatic joy and all kinds of renewed hope. I just knew that he was for me. And maybe that's what some of our audience needs to remember today. God is for you. In that dark place where you've been standing, you're not abandoned. You're actually standing under the shadow of his wing. And it's all about seeing life with a new perspective. And I've got to tell you, after I thought about Psalms 56, still just feeling like I was wrung out like a dish rag, I said these words. I said, just like Mary of old, be it unto me according to your word. And there was something that day where I feel like I began my first steps out of sorrow into being clothed in his grace to say, though this is not my plan, if you can use it, I'm yours. And when I left that room, I felt like I was strategically positioned for the hour. And oh, what an hour it has become.
We're talking with Gail McWilliams. Gail is a speaker, a writer, a consultant. She has written a wonderful new book called Stuck or Positioned. It's Your Choice. And as she said, it was an hour that changed her life. Hopefully this hour will change yours. I want to encourage you to stick around for the conversation as we talk more about how we can see life from a new vantage point and be inspired to live with vision and see the potential that we maybe once overlooked. And we'll deal with some of those realities that can set us back and seem like they get us stuck. How do we win over that? More on that in the moments ahead. If you'd like to join the conversation, you have a question, give us a call at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. By the way, we do have three copies of the book to give away. We'll do a drawing at the end of the hour for that. No, you're going to want to sign up for that. This will inspire and encourage you, and you want to pass it on to a friend, too, because it'll make a difference in their life. So give us a call, sign up for the book, and share a question or comment with us, 877-933-2484. More with Gail McWilliams coming right up. Talking today about moving life, moving forward in life. The book we're referencing is called Stuck or Positioned. It's Your Choice. It's written by Gail McWilliams. Gail's a compelling author, a speaker, and hosts her own national radio feature. And she speaks globally with a lot of humor and inspiration and motivation, encouraging others to reach toward dreams and purpose they once thought impossible. She's told a little bit about her story already today, and we're talking about the new book, that's just out, Stuck or Positioned. Again, we've got some copies to give away, and you can sign up for the drawing for that here at the end of the hour. Gail, I know one of the things that you talk about, obviously, we're talking about the feelings. You talk about your deepest fear and anger, and those are real feelings. But in some ways, you were kind of stuck, right? How do we, I guess, honestly look at our situation and say, yes, this isn't a good situation, but to have the right, maybe to have hope in the midst of that?
Well, I think sometimes we overlook the benefit of where we are. Like, for instance, the other day I was talking to someone and I was telling them what value they had, where they were positioned. And the woman said to me, but Gail, I'm just a receptionist. I went, just a receptionist? Are you kidding? You're the gatekeeper, the corporation. You see everybody that comes and goes. You're the first person that they hear the voice of. You're the very key. You're the catalyst for this company. Just a reception? I said, if I were you, I'd ask for a raise. You're the gatekeeper. And she just began to laugh. Talked with somebody else the other day, a man who said he'd been laid off. I went, wonderful, finally. I said, you would have stayed too long. Now you get to go live the dream. What is it? What do you want to do with your life? See, most of us, we settle for less than best because we think we're stuck. There's no place to go. Or like the guy I was sitting next to the other day on the plane. Most of my life is on an airplane. Fantastic place to really speak into someone's life and to find out more about what people are facing. And when the gentleman sat down, I just said to him, hey, you going home or headed to work? He said, I'm headed to work. You could just tell he was sort of dull and didn't even want to engage. I said, oh, what do you do? He said, I sell lights. What kind of lights? I said. He said, big lights. I said, where do you put them? He said, stadiums. I said, do you like what you do? He said, not at all. So I sat there for a moment thinking, do I want to just ignore the guy and put my headsets on and get lost in my own world or try to engage with this miserable guy? So I said to him, hey, I'm just curious. What's your passion? And he said, I don't know. So I thought, I'm going to take one more turn. And I said, sir, can I just ask you, if you did know your passion and you could be paid for it, would you do it? And he now was very animated, turned my way, was irritated, and said, lady, are you crazy? He said, I've got two kids to raise. That'd be too risky. And I thought to myself then, Neil, hey, you'll be in one of my books one day. Because that's where most people live. They think it's too risky to live the very dream, the very design that God has made them to do and to live. And for me personally, ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to encourage the troops on the front line. In fact, I was a kid that never liked to go to bed at night. My parents would finally win the tug of war. They'd escort me to my room. As soon as they put me in the bed, turned off the lights, closed the door, I would wait a few minutes when I knew they weren't coming back, and then I'd jump up on my mattress. It became my stage. I'd take my hairbrush, flip it upside down. It was my microphone. Every night, Neil, I traveled all around the world with Bob Hope encouraging the troops. And you know what? Even in the middle of the challenges that I've been through, I'm still living the dream. My platform continues to expand. Hey, I'm from Dallas, Texas, but you caught me in San Diego speaking this week. And here I am with a platform expanded, no longer a hairbrush in my hand, but a real microphone, encouraging the troops all around the world, the people who are on the front lines of life. And I want to say to everyone listening today, you're not stuck. You've been strategically positioned. And what it has to do with is attitude and your outlook. It's seeing life from a new perspective. And Neil, the truth of the matter is, if I'd named this book Attitude, I don't think anyone would have picked it up. But when we talk about being stuck or positioned, it's true. You've got a choice. How do you want to live?
Well, speaking of attitude, I know you addressed the issue of gratitude early on in the book and link it to a happy life. Just say more about, you know, how gratitude can really change our outlook.
Well, I think for each of us, if you'll really think about where you are now, how many people were involved in your life to get you to the point where you are? There's so many. And the real question has been, did you take a moment to turn around and either send an email, send a bouquet of flowers, send some kind of phone call to say thank you? Thank you for being so important to me, or thank you for being part of my life. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes it's even a negative person who didn't want you to succeed or maybe have said those profane words over you like can't and won't. And it's even those people who have helped form us to go, no, wait a minute. I'm not going to live by the opinion of men. I'm going to live the dream that God has placed within my heart. And in the middle of the challenge, I'm not going to see it as an obstacle. I'm just going to see it as part of my training ground so that I can be stronger. And then it becomes a life message for all of us. And with gratitude, it's such a gift because it turns your perspective. Instead of saying, oh, all the things I don't have, Really, it's about the things I do have. And that's what makes a difference. And in this particular chapter, I love this one. It's filled with the book, Stucker Position, It's Your Choice. It's filled with a lot of diverse stories designed to motivate and inspire people. But one of these stories is a true story about me. I was asked to speak with the governor of our state a couple of years back, and it was a big event, and there was a reception as well, and the governor and I were going to have dinner together. And on the way to San Antonio, Texas, which is where the event was going to be, my husband was getting ready to turn off the highway and head towards our hotel so we could change before the event. And he mentioned to me, he said, oh, there's the new headquarters. And it was of a big, large medical facility called Medtronix. And they are all over the nation. And I have benefited from some wonderful medical products that they have made. In fact, it has been part of helping spare my life. And so I said to my husband, just turn in. And he goes, what? I said, just turn in the parking lot. I want to say something to them. And he said, Gail, we have something to do. I said, I know, but we have a little bit of time. Just turn in. So when we turned in, of course, we were met by a security guard, and he was pretty gruff and rough. And as I rolled down my window, he said, ma'am, what is it that you need? And I said, oh, I just stopped by to say thank you for what you do, because of what you do, I get to do what I do all around the world. Thank you. And he said, well, you're welcome. He said, you want to come in? I said, well, sure. So he escorts me into this beautiful new facility. And he takes me over to the receptionist. And I said, oh, my name's Gail McWilliams. I'm here for an event tonight to speak with the governor. But I just stopped by to say thank you for what you do, because of what you do, I get to do what I do all around the world. Thank you. And she said, well, you're welcome. She said, do you mind to have a seat? I said, well, sure. So I sat down. Now I'm intrigued. I don't even know where this trail is going. And before long, a very important top executive was escorted to me by the same security guard. And I stood up to meet him, and I said, sir, I just stopped by to say thank you so much for what you do. Because of what you do, I get to do what I do all around the world. Thank you. And he said, you're welcome. He said, would you like to come up to my office? Now, Neil, you and I both know, if I had called the man to see if I could have an appointment, I would have never had that open door. It ended up that we went and talked, and Mr. Reese and I sat, talked in his office for some time, and I encouraged him about what he was doing and asked him, tell me more about your research team and all the great, strides that you have made in medicine. And then he asked about my life. And before it was all over, I told him, I said, Mr. Reese, I really do need to go. The governor's waiting. But I said, while I'm here, I just need to tell you, anybody could have your position. They don't. It's you. And if it's you, then you're the man for this hour. Seize the moment and thank you for all that you do. And as I stood to leave, he said, can I hug you? And I said, well, sure. He told me what a encouragement it had been to him. He'd been in a low point, wondering about his own life. What if we just said thank you, Neil?
It goes such a long way, and it starts with gratitude. We're talking about hope and gratitude and moving from stuck to position. Stuck or position, it's your choice. The title of Gail McWilliams' great new book. A speaker, an author, a radio personality, joining us today on Connecting Faith. We've got some copies to give away. And love to have you sign up for one. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. And we're going to talk about planting seeds and harvesting in just a moment. Stick around for more on Connecting Faith.
And nothing is unreachable when we trust the God of miracles. We know, we know, we know. There's no such thing as impossible.
Gail McWilliams lives that day by day and encouraging us today with her conversation. She's joined us to talk about her new book, Stuck or Positioned. It's your choice. Gail is a compelling author, a seasoned speaker, hosts her own national radio feature. She speaks to corporations and nonprofits and ministries literally around the globe. Really cares about people of any position. And we're talking about looking at life in a new perspective, stuck or positioned. Gail, you were just mentioning about, you know, the hope and the importance of gratitude. And Martin in Circle Pines has called in and said, I'm really enjoying the program. He says, for a while I was feeling stuck, But now I know that I've been positioned. It's great. It's a great hope to have. So thank you, Martin, for that good word. And Gail, it's often the case, isn't it? Just, you know, a different outlook can really change the trajectory of our lives.
So true. I'm so glad Martin said what he did. And thank you, Martin. And I hope there's others that are beginning to get a bigger vision. Really, that's what it's about, Neil. You know, one of the chapters is called Seeds in the book. And I love this chapter because it talks about a farmer from Minnesota. Mm. Minnesota. So let me talk
that's
about
right.
him.
Sure, please.
He has 3,000 acres. His name's Gary. And so Gary and Vicky, they've spent their life farming. And here's the thing. Every year, they do the same routine. They go out, they till up the ground. I know there's so much more. This is just in layman terms. I'm a city girl, so what would I know, right? But from what I've asked him about, they go out, till the ground, they fertilize the ground, they do whatever they need to do, and in the off season, they get their equipment ready. Every part of the cycle of farming has value and importance. But if you're not careful, it looks mundane. What you always have to keep in focus is the harvest. Now, what's interesting is nobody really knows what the harvest is going to be like. So it's you don't go out in the field going, well, you know what? The ground doesn't look that great this year. I don't know if we're going to have a harvest. No, you intentionally plant seeds. And that's what we've got to do in our life. See, you're a seed giver. And there's going to be a bountiful harvest that comes from your life. The scriptures alone say your gift will make a way for you. Show up with it. And so as we put seeds in the ground in someone else's life, we can either be the negative to their life or the positive. Why not encourage them to run their life, run this race with passion and purpose? I have a lifestyle now. I had to try it at first, and now suddenly it's become a lifestyle. I thank people that most don't think. I thank the hotel maid when I'm going down the aisle. Thank you for what you do. It's so valuable. It puts a smile on her face. When I'm at the store, someone who served me well, I'll say, who is your boss? I want to tell them what an asset you are in this company. It's seeds that we give in our life. And what's interesting about my friend Gary, to take it practically, one day he was sitting out in the field planting seeds, and there was a particular patch of seeds that he was planting. And he had already determined that whatever came up out of that particular area, he was going to give it away. He was going to sow it as seeds into someone else's life. We happened to be the foundation, the ministry that he chose. And one day I was surprised when I received a check from a, where do you keep the seed?
What is it? Elevator, grain elevator.
Yeah. Well, I get a check from the grain elevator. And I'm like, I'm not even a farmer. What's this about? And then I saw the note. In 20 minutes of time, he planted, I don't know, I can't remember the numbers now, like so many, a bag and a half of seed in 8 acres. And he wanted to sow the harvest into our lives. This is crazy, Neil, but you know what was happening? I was getting ready to go to the nation of Spain to speak 18 times in 15 days, or 15 times in 18 days, I'm sorry. And while we were there, or while we were going, we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could take to them some books in the language that they spoke, and then we would leave that as seed in the nation. But we had a problem. We needed the funding to do that. That was a big international transaction that was going to take place. Did you know that Gary, in the middle of doing his mundane work, sowing the seed in his field, the harvest that came was the exact amount that we needed to print the books to take to Spain that is now still penetrating that nation? See, if we're not careful, here's the point. You're doing the mundane and going, oh, woe is me. But what if the mundane that you're doing is actually going to be seeds in someone else's life that's going to reach around the globe? See, everything you're doing today is in preparation for what's coming tomorrow. Now, I could continue to say, oh, woe is me. I'm just doing a dull job. I have a dull life. Are you sure? Or are you really being prepared for one of the greatest moments of your life? And my friend Neil, this is not just about motivating people with hype. This is about a life message that if you'll apply yourself, giving yourself away. Or as one friend said, I love this. He said, most people live their life empty and they die full. They die full of ideas and inventions that they've never brought to the world. They die with books that they were going to write, all the things that they were going to do. But don't you think it's time to turn that around and go on and live big and die empty? Why not give yourself away as seeds and see what God will do? And this is one thing I know. Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, keep sowing your seed, for you don't know which will grow. Perhaps it all will.
And, of course, the wonder of the harvest that it's seeds reproduce exponentially. I think you had the saying in the book, you can count the seeds in a watermelon, but not the watermelons in a seed. I mean, we have no idea how God will use it.
Well, let's talk, too, about even some other seeds, the seed of prayer, praying for other people, praying for those that you're concerned about today. And the truth of the matter is, I get it, Neil. Life is not all about being high and excited. I've had many tears. The tears have been seeds. The tears I've cried over others. The tears I've cried even in my own life, trying to grasp why. And I finally made a decision. There are some answers I cannot find right now. So do I focus only on that which depletes me? Or do I go on and live knowing that in time I'll understand the answer? Instead of looking at what I don't have, what do I have today? And that's made all the difference in the world. And that's why I boldly say to everyone listening today, you're not stuck. You've been strategically positioned for this hour, and it's your finest.
You talk about, you know, wherever we are, to take a step to get started. I'm thinking, you know, one of our challenges in all of life, it seems, is procrastination. And we might just say, well, we're being thorough and cautious. How do we maybe get started and take a step so that we don't stay stuck?
Well, one of the chapters in the book is called The 50-Yard Line. I was asked to speak in Shreveport, Louisiana, at my first football stadium several years ago. Oh, I was stoked. I was so excited. You know, in my mind's eye, the place was jam-packed, everyone just standing. And my husband escorted me out to the field. His name's Tony McWilliams. We've been married for 37 years. And on the way out, I asked Tony, I said, where will I be standing? He said, 50-yard line. So on the way out, Neil, it came to me all of a sudden. So after my husband dropped me off at the 50-yard line, handed me the mic, I was the keynote speaker. And as I stood there, I greeted the people, and then I said, I find it interesting and profound that where I'm standing today is where most people live, the 50-yard line. They're in between two goals, halted between two opinions. It's that caution you're talking about right now. There's something about wisdom, and yes, not running too fast towards the wrong direction, but the truth of the matter is, Neil, the truth, reality is most people live their life on the 50-yard line, afraid to run anywhere. And, you know, in between the 50-yard line, on each end, one end represents a loss. The other end represents a win. And we're afraid to move off the 50-yard line. We're afraid of the pushback. We're afraid of the failures of the past. We're afraid of what people might think. We're afraid we might get hurt. You list it. It's so long. But the truth of the matter is, Neil, at some point you head towards the goal. And step by step, which becomes then a trot and then a run. Why? Because you have a goal. And in the middle of the setbacks, in the middle of the pain that happens, it's not that it doesn't matter. It's not that it doesn't affect you. But what's the main focus? It's the goal. And once we get to the goal, hey, one goal, one victory, soon a championship. It's called a life. And I challenged my audience that day, and I would challenge the dear people of Minnesota, what will it take for you to get back on the field of life and play it with all your might? Choose.
Stuck or Positioned, It's Your Choice is the name of the book. Gail McWilliams is my guest. Gail, as you're talking about that, you know, on the 50-yard line, moving in the right direction, I know you tell a wonderful story about someone who wanted to climb Mount Everest, and the process of, you know, spending time at the base camp and then moving up. But, you know, there are some times when we take a step back, but it's all in the acclimation process, right? Say a bit more about that.
Well, so true. I mean, this story alone is worth the book, Stuck or Positioned, It's Your Choice, because I had to learn from Allison that as she made the climb, she would climb from the base camp up to a certain level, only at the end of the day to climb back to the base camp. Now, you and I would go, that is ridiculous. What are you doing? You're going to make your trip longer. But what had to happen was the lungs had to be expanded. Her determination, her stamina had to be increased. And that's basically how the whole group climbed up this mountain. They would get so far, then come all the way back. They would refresh themselves, then climb a little bit further the next day, then come back. And that was done until they got to a treacherous point where Neil, candidly, as I described this more in the book, there are places in that mountain climb I wish I could have come back. But at some point, it was too late to come back. They had to keep going. And so through the treachery, through the hard times, through the elements, the saddest thing is they got close to the top of the mountain, and because of a storm that came in that threatened their life, they had to climb back down the mountain and never made the top. What's interesting about the story is when Allison would tell her story, people would say, oh, too bad you didn't make it to the top of the mountain. They never gave her kudos that she almost made it. She'd done the climb. And what's interesting, she had determination and a vision to go back 8 years later, and she did make it to the top. And what was interesting, the end result was, she said it wasn't so much about reaching the top, because when you're at the top, you can hardly stay very long because there's hardly any air up there. She said it was all about the climb. And I'm wondering today, who is it that's, first of all, trying to climb out of a dark hole, Neil? That's where I was that day when I start the book. But once you get out of the hole, what do? You have to face setbacks. Yes, I get that. I've had many. I've had some even this summer for me. But what do? I have to sit and make a decision. Am I going to stay here stuck? Or am I going to choose to say no? You know what? I think I've learned a few things. And that's the deal about any kind of failure in our life. It's a point of learning. It doesn't define us. It refines us for the journey. Don't quit the climb, for goodness sakes. And I love Mr. Ziegler. He was a dear friend of mine. His first book, See You at the Top, I think he was turned down by 17 publishing companies for that book. But he kept going. He kept knocking because he knew he had a message. And one day I was sitting having lunch with Zig, and I said, you know what, Mr. Ziegler, your book, See You at the Top, one thing I found out, when you get to the top, catch your breath, look around, because there's new summits yet to climb. And that's what I want to say to everyone listening today. Don't stop, for goodness sakes. Keep going.
We're encouraging each other not to stop, not to be stuck, but to realize that we're positioned, and God has positioned us for such a time as this and for this place, for his purposes. We're going to find out more about those purposes and how we can, Gail says, if you're waiting, then prepare. Waiting doesn't mean you're stuck. We're talking stuck or positioned with Gail McWilliams as an author and a speaker and a national radio host, and joining us today on Connecting Faith. We'll take some comments and reflections coming up here in just a moment. And again, we've got a couple of copies to give away of Gail's book. Love to have you sign up for that. It'll not only be encouraged when you read it, but you can encourage someone else and you pass it on to a friend. 877-933-2484. More in a moment. Talking about making a choice to look at life from a fresh perspective, a new lens, having vision. Gail McWilliams, even though she has limited eyesight, has great vision and shares that regularly as she speaks around the globe. Talking to us today from speaking meetings in the San Diego area. She's from Texas and married to her husband for over 36 years. They've got 5 children and the grandchildren, and she's written a wonderful book. You can read her story in the book Seeing Beyond, Choosing to Look Past the Horizon, and the new one, Stuck or Positioned. It's your choice. And, Gail, I know that in the book, and I want to make sure before our time is gone that you just reflect on perhaps the greatest example of the difference between stuck or positioned. You know, 2,000 years ago, And everyone thought that a man nailed to a cross was stuck between two thieves, but that wasn't really the case.
Yes, the chapter Crossroads deals with that. You know, one night, Neil, when writing the book, it was very late at night, and I had the lights off, my monitor off, and I was just sitting there. And I just prayed, God, show me, what is the ultimate picture, the epic picture of being stuck or positioned? And I thought about Jesus Christ on the cross. It looked like it was over. It looked like everything had been a lie, everything that he had promised, everything that he had done. No one understood. And stuck between two thieves, stuck there on rusty nails and an old spear, a splintered cross, carrying the weight of the world, literally, your sin and mine, Neil, and everyone listening, stuck, ridiculed, mocked, called names. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, to be crucified that day, then taken to a burial place where a stone was put in front of it. Total impossibility, the whole thing, over, or so it seemed. And now, where is he? Positioned at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me, is what the scripture says. And there he is, positioned, what? Empowering us to live this thing called life. And that's really the crux of being stuck or positioned. It's your choice, choosing the Savior. And Neil, I've got to tell you, the difference that seeing life from a different perspective and advantage point, it really is asking Jesus Christ into your life. I encourage your listeners to do that. And maybe some already have, but to renew that. You know, Neil, I was just thinking the other day, I actually sort of felt stuck this particular day. And I thought, Lord, how on earth can my prayers be answered for what I'm asking you for? And then I thought about Psalms 2:8, the extravagance of a God who says, ask me for the nations, for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. And I thought, my goodness, if our Father wants to give us the nations, surely what I'm asking for is doable. And I really think that's probably where we need to change our perspective, to see a God who's not limited and in the box, but a God who can do the impossible, who delights in it. You know, he's a God of drama. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but he leads us in places where we don't think we can get out of, and then assures us he's our way of escape. And that is the crux of our joy. So that's where it begins. And you know something else, Neil? I realize I'm passionate. And people may say, oh my goodness, she just, you know, is she real? I am. It burns within me, because this is one thing I know. If we're not careful, before you know it, life's over. Every person listening today has a call in their life, no matter the challenge or the obstacles. You have a destiny. You have value. There's something within you that's a dream that for some reason you have bottled up because you've told yourself or somebody's told you can't, and it's not true. And the point for writing the book, Stuck or Position, It's Your Choice, is to simply say, yes, you can do it. And in the middle of all of that, there may still be tears. I've had many tears, as I've already referred to. But one day I realized, you know, the hope in me is larger than the tears that are coming down my cheeks. It doesn't negate the fact that we have emotions, but we still trust and there's still a joy. And one thing I know, Neil, however God would want to use me, that's what I want to do. And believe me, I'm in the most awkward positions of anyone. Not seen as awkward. You know, I've walked out with the wrong man before. I've gotten in the wrong car. I've corrected the wrong children. I've reached out to hug people. I've gotten the wrong body parts. You know, I keep going, though. I never say, well, I won't reach again. No, I made a mistake. Yes, that was awkward, but I'm going to keep reaching. And if I can, you can. One more thing, Neil, I've got to tell you. Your life has value, sir. What you do, the voice of hope that you give every day, you throw a lifeline to people. And it's up to them if they're going to grab onto it. And why wouldn't you grab onto it? And then with your upcoming telethon, marathon, or whatever that you call it, your fundraiser, see, people have the opportunity to sow seeds into something bigger than themselves that are reaching more people than we could even imagine. And I want to just say kudos to you and your team. Thank you for what you do. And it does make a big difference.
Well, you've encouraged several of our listeners. I was just looking at a couple of comments that have come in. People have called in, just left messages. Pat from St. Paul Park says, Gail, thank you for encouraging me to take a step out and make a difference. My husband and I have been praying about this, and now we're going to take some steps forward. Here's Roma in Parkersburg, Iowa. She says, I've been selling myself short. Sounds like a great book. And I think, as you, I'm sure, encountered people all along the way, that we do sell ourselves short, don't we?
So true. So true. You know, Neil, I want to say this. I love what I get to do. If I can ever serve you or your community or people listening, their communities, I speak around the nation. You know, they can get a hold of me. I'm sure you have it up on your website. But GailMcWilliams.com is where they can get me. And if you're interested in the book, GailMcWilliams.com/stuck, because this is what I want people to start doing. Don't just think of yourself, but as you get out, throw a lifeline to other people. Encourage them. Maybe it's a gift of the book, or maybe it's rehearing this. I'm sure it'll be posted on your site, is it not?
Yeah.
But here's what I want to say to people. What if life is about more than just you? Have you ever thought about it, Neil? I mean, that would be a cool story. That would be a cool interview someday, because, you know, that day, back to the original part of my story, when the doctor said I had to choose between the baby I was carrying and my eyesight, and I chose my baby, and the doctor said it was a foolish decision, I've got to tell you, that daughter is our only married daughter so far, and she and her husband have given to us 3 incredible grandchildren. What we must have is a vision for generations yet to come. This is why it's so important that we get this message. See, when we're strategically positioned, we'll run and we'll do life. But when we're stuck, it's not just you that's been impacted. You're impacting the other, the next generation. For some reason, you stopped running. For some reason, you gave up hope. And don't think it just affected you. It's affecting people all around you. When they see you begin to run in life again, they will be encouraged and inspired to do the same. And that's what's going to make strong communities and an incredible nation.
We look forward to the day. Stuck or Positioned is the title of Gail McWilliams' new book. Subtitle, It's Your Choice. It's going to help you see life from a new vantage point. And Gail's outlook, hopefully, as you've heard today, will inspire you to live life with vision and see the potential you once overlooked. Don't let the words can't and won't derail you. Gail, raised in the Midwest, moved to Texas, but we're going to still count her as one of us since she's got Midwest roots, and she can say Minnesota very well. So she's a national, international speaker and hosts her own national radio feature and has written a couple of great books, including the new one, Stuck or Positioned. You can find out more on the website, GailMcWilliams.com. That's G-A-I-L, GailMcWilliams.com. Encourage you to check it out. And Gail, just before we go, what would you say, maybe just how could we bring hope and encouragement to others? How could we speak into their lives in a way that would help them get unstuck?
Well, you know, you and I were talking off the air that we're living in a world that's that's easily offended. Mm. Why don't you show up and be a friend? The other day I had someone come to me, and I think she was just sort of trying to cause trouble. I was talking to 3 ladies. We were having a great conversation, and she just came over, and she was offended by something. And I just turned to her, and instead of reacting, I just put my arms around her, and I said, oh, please forgive us. I said, we were just rejoicing in some good news that we heard. And I said, I just want you to know, thank you so much for caring. And, you know, I got to tell you, Neil, my flesh went to go, what's up with you, lady? You're so grumpy. And instead, I put my arm around her. And one thing we can do is see beyond the cries of people's heart and really the cry of their, I mean, to see beyond their words and really hear the cries of their heart. Show up in life, y'all. You can do this. It's called life, and it's just for you.
Stuck or Positioned, it's your choice. The name of the book from Gail McWilliams. You can find out more at her website, GailMcWilliams.com. We have a link up on our website as well, and you can hear the interview. We post the interviews after the show on the Connecting Faith show page at MyFaithRadio.com. That's MyFaithRadio.com.